thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We thank you for your love. I just pray now that you'll help me and guide me as I preach this message. I don't know who's here that needs it, but I know that even this preacher needs it. And I just pray, Lord, that you take and help us and guide us in everything that's said and done. They'll be for your honor and glory. We love you. We thank you for what you've done for us. I just pray now that you'll help us to be attentive and that we can get much out of this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, when I got woke up at 1:30 this morning, the only thing I could remember was be strong and of good courage. And I thought, okay, I'll take and I'll write a message on that. But you know, in life, there are many times when we don't feel very strong or courageous, isn't there? I don't know about you, but I know that many times in my life, when I just wanted to let go and let somebody else do it, you know, I was tired and weary, and I said to myself, you know what, I don't want to continue going on and doing what I'm doing. You know, in the scripture that we read this morning, we see the children of Israel are now ready to go into the promised land. Moses had died, and God had buried him in a place where no man knew where he was buried. God came to Joshua, who is now only one of two left that came out of Egypt. And here we see him and Caleb are the only two that were left out of all the millions of people who came out of Egypt when they were in bondage. Now in the scripture that we read, we see that God is telling Joshua three different times to be strong and courageous because of what he was about to embark in. I want to look at what God told Joshua and why he was to be strong and of good courage these three different times. I think if we look at these, we can use them in our own lives. You know, many times we say, well, I don't know why there's nothing in the Bible that pertains to me. Well, I beg to differ with you. Because there is an awful lot in the Bible that pertains to all of us. But I want to look at what we need to be strong for. If you take a look at verse 6, we need to be strong because there is a great work that needs to be done. Verse 6, it says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide the inheritance of the land, which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Now, I need you to understand something. This is not the first time that Joshua had ever heard those words, be strong and of good courage. This is not the first time he had ever heard that. If you go back in your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy, you're going to see that he had heard them other times. The first time was with Moses in Deuteronomy 31:7. It says, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord has shown unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. If you go down a little farther in chapter 31, verse 23, he says, and he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. Now, Joshua had been given this command not only by God, but by Moses himself. Now, we need to realize that when Moses died, he was 120 years old. He served in Pharaoh's courts for 40 years. He was with Jethro, his father-in-law, on the backside of the desert for 40 years. Then he was with the children of Israel for 40 years in the wilderness. So here's Moses, 120 years old, and he died. Now the Bible says that there was Joshua, there was some of the elders that went with Moses up into the mountain, and Moses says, okay, you guys stay here, I have to go by myself. If you remember the story, God showed him, opened his eyes and showed him all of the promised land that they were going to inherit. Moses says, wow, I wish I could go in there. But he couldn't because he had sinned. You know, it reminds me of ourselves, how that God, even though he's a loving God, he cannot look on sin. He told Moses, he says, now, he said, because you did not do what I said, because you struck the rock instead of speaking to it, I'm not going to let you go into the promised land. Now, Moses had led those people for 40 years. And God says, you know what? Because you sinned, you cannot go into the promised land. Reminds me of Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us. There's not one of us in here, believe it or not, has not sinned. I have done sin all the time. I got to thinking of this yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, well, man, life, I sin constantly. But yet God has made a way for me to get to heaven. He's made a way for all of us. But here we see that God told Moses to tell Joshua that he needed to be strong and of good courage. Joshua had been given the command that he was going to take and lead the children of Israel into the promised land, and that he was going to separate this land amongst the people. Now, I don't know about you, but that would be a great task. After all, you have 12 tribes, 11 of who were going to get land. One was not, and that was the Levites. But what we need to realize is that here is Joshua, and God gave him a job to do. And this job was a very, very great job. You know, the work that God placed in front of him was almost astronomical. You know, think of it. How would you like to have 2 or 3 million people, and you've got all this land, and you're going to split up this land so that everybody's happy? That'd be a tough job to do, wouldn't it? I mean, can you imagine the children of Reuben saying, oh, I didn't get enough land, I want more land. You know, the children of Benjamin saying, oh, I didn't get as much as he got, I want more land. I mean, I can see this happening. Nobody is ever satisfied. And here's Joshua, he has to make up their mind of what land that they're going to receive. But the work that God placed in front of Joshua was going to be a very, very hard work. There was going to be a lot of disappointments in it. There was going to be things that he was going to come up against that he didn't want to come up against. But yet they were still there. You know, the things that he was going to have to see and do was there. You know, if you take a look at the Israelites, they weren't the easiest people in the world. After all, God called them what? A stiff-necked people. He didn't call them a very good people. He says, they're stiff-necked people. God wanted to destroy them, remember? But you know, they were opinionated. They were self-centered. They were selfish. They did not want to listen to what was told to them. You know, God was telling Joshua, you need to be strong and of good courage, because you're going to need it, buddy. You're going to need it. You're going to need to be strong to do the work that I placed in front of you. You know, anytime God calls us into service, there are going to be times when we want to quit. You know, there have been, over the 20 years we've been here, many people that have been in and out of this church who have taken on ministries in the church, who have taken and said, okay, you know what, I'll be a Sunday school teacher. And they start teaching Sunday school, and they're there for maybe a year and a half, 2 years. Then all of a sudden they say, oh, I can't do it anymore. Maybe working in the food bank, maybe working in the school, maybe working other places, other ministries of the church. And they go, I can't do it anymore. It's just too hard. Well, that's when we need to take and be strong and of good courage. We need to take and pull our bootstraps up, so to speak, and we need to take and get back at it. You know, God never promises that things that He gives us to do are going to be easy. They're going to be hard. Many times they're going to be difficult. Many times the task He gives us is going to be overwhelming. Friday I was at a meeting and I was talking to a friend of mine who's there, and I mean, this guy lost a lot of weight. And I thought to myself, man, he really looks bad. And we got talking. Here he'd been in the hospital for a couple weeks, and he has the same disease that Dana has had. Same thing. They've done abrasions on him and everything else. And he got to talking to me, and he says, they're talking of doing a heart transplant. And he says, I'm afraid. I said, why are you afraid? He says, because I don't know what to look forward to. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I started laughing. I did. I started laughing. I said, I don't mean to laugh. But I said, friend of mine, one of the men that come to our church, just had a heart transplant done in the first of the year. He goes, really? I said, yeah. He said, how's he doing? I said, well, I said, he's walking 3 miles a day. He's riding a stationary bike 3 miles a day. And they just gave him the go-ahead to go ahead and start playing golf again. He goes, really? I said, yeah. I said, would you like to talk to him? He goes, yeah. I'd love to take him, sit down and talk to him. So I called Dana up. And Dana almost started crying. He says, Pastor, I have been praying and praying and praying that God would show me what He wants me to do and why He had me go through this. He says, maybe it was because of this one man that I might be able to help. I said, maybe. You know, listen, a lot of times things happen in our lives and we go, I don't know why this is happening. I can't understand it. Many times it's not for our benefit, but it might be for somebody else's. I remember back in 1979 when our baby died. I thought to myself, God, I don't know why You're doing this. Why are You putting me through this pain? But you know what? 2 months later, you got a telephone call. And another pastor said to me, he says, Brother Storm, would you take and go and talk to this family? They just lost the baby. My wife and I were able to go and visit them and talk to them and show them how God had helped us make it through what we went through. We were able to share the gospel message with them. Both of them got saved. What we need to realize is this, is many times we need to be strong and of good courage because the work that God is going to give us is going to be difficult. It is. It's not going to be easy, I guarantee it. But we need to be strong and of good courage. The second thing is this. God told Joshua to be strong and good courage for the word of God. Verse 7 of chapter 1, it says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. God wanted Joshua to be strong and courageous in keeping the word of God. God knew that there was going to be times when all of a sudden there's going to be opportunities for him to go after other gods. After all, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and all the rest of the sites, they all had different gods. They didn't serve the God of creation like Joshua did. They all served gods that they could look at, touch, smell. Joshua, he had a trust in the God that he couldn't see. You know, what we need to realize is this, is that God had told him, he said, I want you to be strong and of good courage because there's going to be people who are going to want to take you away from the Word of God. You know, we need to realize that God's word is true. Yeah, there's an awful lot of people living today, believe it or not, that do not believe that this old book is true. They don't believe this, oh, it's a good book to read. But it's not the true word of God. You know, as I was doing this message, I got to thinking about that a little bit. Today, there are over 250 different versions of the Bible. 250 different versions of the Bible. Why do we need that many versions of the Bible? Because people want to make money. You know, think about it. The number one bestseller that has been on the charts for years and years and years and years and years and millenniums around the world is the Bible. That's been the bestseller. Well, if you can change the bestseller and put it under another name and put it out there, you can make a lot of money. And that's what people do. They change God's word in order to get copyright. And if you take any look in every other Bible other than a true King James 1611, you're going to find a copyright. King James 1611 had no copyright. You can copy anything in there you want without infringement of copyright. But most versions of the Bible in recent years have been translated out of corrupt manuscripts. What we need to realize is that we need to study God's true word. You know, we need to be ready to stand firm on the word of God. You know, I use the King James 1611. Why do I use that? Because it stood the test of time. It was written in 1611. King James had some monks sit down with the original Textus Receptus, go through it, and translate it into the English-speaking language. 1768, a lot of it was wording in it was changed so it was easier to read. I have a 1611, and I don't like reading it because I don't like the way it's laid out. But the 1768 is what we use. The Geneva Bible and the King James 1611 line up almost verse to verse. You know, many feel that the American Standard is a better Bible to use, and maybe it is, but I'll tell you what, the American Standard, not the New American Standard, but the American Standard was went through and they went word for word. But then again, it's hard to read. It doesn't flow easy. But Joshua was told by God to be strong, have good courage, in standing firm on the word of God. I believe that we as Christians need to stand and be of good courage, standing firm on God's word. After all, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If someone wanted to come up to you and say, I want your Bible, I'm going to burn it. What would it take for them to take your Bible away from you? You may say, oh, that will never happen. How many of you believe that would never happen? That somebody would want to take your Bible away from you? Well, I'll tell you what. There's a bill right now in the legislature in California. And the bill says this, that you cannot use the Bible as anything. That means that churches couldn't preach out of the Bible. That means they couldn't sell Bibles in the bookstores. That means you wouldn't be able to even have a copy of the Bible. You say, oh, that's not true. It is. I received an email this week from Dr. Paul Chappell. He's the pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church. He's also the chancellor of West Coast Baptist Bible College. Him and Dr. Treiber. Dr. Treiber is the chancellor of Golden State Baptist College in California. They went before the state senate in California and told them that what they're doing was wrong. that we have freedom of speech.
So they're legalized drugs and ban the Bible.
Yeah. And so what they're doing is they're trying to take and say that the Bible is of no value whatsoever. Why? Because it points out what they're doing is wrong. You know, let's face it. The Bible is going to take and show us our sin. The Bible is going to show us that because we're all sinners, that there's a penalty for our sin. The Bible is going to show us that Jesus paid that penalty. Romans 5:8 says that God commended His love towards us while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, well, we need to realize that everything in this book is all we need to get through life. Hey, if you want to eat well, look at the Levitical law. And you use that, and I guarantee you're going to live a long time. You know, if you want to take and have a good marriage, you need to take and go in and look at what it says about marriage. If you want to raise your kids right, go in and look what it says about that. If you want to be a good child to your mom and dad, go into Ephesians chapter 6 and read that. Listen, the Bible has all the answers we need for life. He said, now, Joshua, I want you to be strong and of good courage. I want you to stand on God's word. But the third thing he says is this. Be strong and be of good courage because I am going to be with you. Verse 9 it says, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Wow. The first five words of this verse is very important. Have not I commanded thee? Have I not commanded thee? Haven't I told you what to do? God is rehearsing His command to Joshua. Be strong and of good courage. You don't have to be afraid because I'm going to be with you. When you get into hard times, I'm going to be with you. When things are going good, I'm going to be with you. There'll be times that you'll feel that I'm not there, but hey, I'm going to be there. You've got to be strong and of good courage. You need to realize that I'm always going to be there with you, Joshua. Through all the battles that you're going to fight in the rest of your lifetime, I am going to be there. Joshua had a big job ahead of him. It wasn't going to be an easy one. It was going to take all of his strength and his might to do it. But he was going to have to depend on the Lord. God told him that he needed to realize his strength was not going to come from himself, but it was going to come from the Lord. You know, in life, we're called to do many things for the Lord. Some are easy and some are difficult. However, each of us need to realize that we are to lean on the Lord for what we need. When the Apostle Paul was living, he knew what it meant to lean on the Lord. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, it says, therefore I take pleasure in my infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. You know, if there was anybody who went through persecution for the cause of Christ, it had to be the Apostle Paul. He was stoned and left for dead. He was whipped. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He was thrown in prison. I mean, the poor guy, he was, every town he went to, he was in prison. Didn't matter where he was or anything else, he was always in prison. But you know what? He endured to the end. Why? Because he was strong and courageous for the cause of Christ. You know, we need to be strong and we need to be of good courage. We need to do the things that God wants us to do. And if we do, I guarantee that our lives are going to be full of happiness. You know, there's going to be difficult times. There's going to be trials, tribulations. We're going to have... How many have ever had financial difficulty in your life? You don't have to raise your hand, but You know what I think all of us have? You know, you have more month left than the money. You know what that's like? You know. But you know, it's in those times that we need to lean on the Lord. Because if we do, He'll take care of things. You know, God knew that Joshua was going to need to depend on Him for his strength. And He commanded him the third time to be strong and of good courage. For He knew that if Joshua did not depend on Him, he was going to lose the battle. And he was going to become discouraged. You know, if we can't get anything out of this message today, we need to remember this, that we need to be strong and of good courage in whatever we do in life. Because when we do things in life, we're going to have difficulties. We're going to have discouragement. You know, how many of you that have children have had children that do everything right all the time? Never do anything wrong. No, Susan. Believe me. Well, you know what? That becomes a challenge and sometimes it becomes a discouragement. That in those times, we need to be strong and of good courage. You know, I have no idea why I wrote this last night because I didn't know about Diane's mom or dad passing away until this morning. Listen, she's got to be strong and of good courage right now. She does. You know, all of us need to be strong and of good courage because we have an adversary that wants to do nothing but hurt us. You know, we are all sinners. There's a penalty for our sin. Jesus died for us. And what we need to realize is this, that we need to take and ask Him for salvation. In Romans 10:13 it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means that, you know what, if we understand we're a sinner, there's a penalty for our sin, that Jesus died for our penalty, and we ask for forgiveness, we can have eternal life. Joshua was to be strong and of good courage. He knew who God was. He knew that God was going to get him through everything. He knew that there was no way, none, that he could do this all on his own. After all, he had to lead the people that Moses had just led for 40 years, and he had problems doing it. There was a work that was going to have to be done that was very great. He was going to have to be strong and very courageous. He had to be strong and courageous for the Word of God and the commandments that were given to Moses. And he had to remember that as long as he was strong and courageous, that God was going to be with him. God was going to comfort him through everything. And if you go through the book of Joshua and you read through the book of Joshua and you look at the disappointments they had, oh, they had victories. First victory they had was at Jericho. The walls came tumbling down. They went in. They destroyed everything. But the next one was Ai, and they lost 36 men. Because of sin. What we need to realize is this. Even though they had lost the battle in Ai, Joshua had to be strong and of good courage to go into the next battle, and the next battle, and the next battle, and the next battle. Each of us in this room need to be strong and of good courage, for when we are weak, God is strong. We all go through tough times. We all have hard times in our life. Many times we want to quit. However, we need to remember that we need to be strong and of good courage. For God is on our side. And if God be before us, who can be against us? We need to remember that if God is going ahead of us, we don't have to worry what's coming up behind us. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning.